12,588, Nasir Mahmoud Aslander Garcia Sari seeks a special use exception to place a manufactured home. Sections 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Askatum Branch Road, approximately 0.40 miles west of Shortley Road. The 911 address is 20050 Askatum Branch Road, Georgetown. Zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 9, Parcel 38. They're seeking a special use exception to place a second manufactured home on their farm of less than 50 acres. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nasir Mahmoud, 24855 Shortley Road, Georgetown.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The reason for placing a second manufactured home on the property is agricultural use. The home will be used for the workers overseeing the existing chicken houses that are the property. May also provide houses for the who will be responsible for second location for chicken farms nearby. Chicken houses is a 24-hour job, and this home will provide relief for the workers that will be living in these homes, for the fact that responsibility will be split on half. And the other existing houses are more than 300 feet, and this is agricultural use and did not affect any neighbors, anybody. And that's my request.
That's your presentation? Okay. I'm sure we'll have some questions. Any questions for the gentleman?
Good evening. There's an existing mobile home on the site already, is that correct?
Yes.
And there's an existing septic system?
Yes, septic system for 3 bedrooms, and 1 mobile home is for 1 bedroom, and the second one I'm requesting for 1 bedroom. The existing septic is for 3 bedrooms.
Okay, so according to the document that I'm looking at, I just want to make sure. Say the existing has 2 bedrooms, 1 bath.
No, one bedroom.
Yeah, I'm looking at a document.
Oh, okay.
From, if we could.
But my tenant want to tear down, make it the more living room and.
I understand.
Yeah.
Page 88?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. McCoy. If we could make that a little bit bigger, it'd be great. My eyes. So I'm looking at the outline of the existing mobile home. It says on this document, 2 bedroom, 1 bath. And then I'm looking at an outline of what you're proposing to put in is an additional mobile home. And there are how many bedrooms?
One bedroom.
One bedroom, and what you're proposing. How many bathrooms?
One.
None.
No, but none. One bath and one bedroom.
And your septic system is?
For three bedrooms.
There's a well system?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
So, sir, the reason we're looking at the septic system is because septic systems are designed based on the number of bedrooms that the house is designed for. Okay. Do you happen to have any documentation for the new home that shows how many bedrooms it was designed for?
Currently, I don't have it.
You don't have any?
No, with okay. The paperwork, I don't have it.
The reason I'm asking is that the two mobile homes are the same size. One of them says it's for two bedrooms, and then one is for one bedroom. But they're the same size.
But their structure is different. That's why the living area is more. That's why otherwise.
Okay.
They both are single wide and smaller, not double wide. The reason I'm asking for a second mobile home is a 24-hour responsibility, and the chicken company want to be anybody have to be every time because it's a live operation, and I am a severe diabetic. I can't do much work, and I need help to be there.
You said you wouldn't affect your neighbors. Have you spoken to your neighbors?
They are more than 300 feet or 600 feet, but they don't have any question. I did not spoke to them. I'll be honest, I don't want to speak live, you know. I did not spoke them, but they don't have any problem because they are more than 300 feet or 500 feet because chicken company required. We have to have at least 400 feet away from the neighbors for neighborhood courtesy. And that area is in mobile homes or already neighbors, that's why. I think neighbors don't have any problem.
Other questions?
If I may, I can state we have a copy of his septic system in his permit. It does state it's for a number of three bedrooms approved. We have to have that prior to issuing any placement permit or house permit.
That will all be handled in other areas also. We are here to grant the ability to do this.
Right.
And it stays at that, correct?
Will this be a new mobile home?
Yeah. Used one, but I put new. It's not brand new. Used one. I can't afford the new one.
So the reason for the special use exception is that this property is granted for one dwelling?
So the code allows for one manufactured home for agricultural purposes on a farm of less than 50 acres. If you wanted to get a second one, you would have to get a special use exception, and that's what he has. His property is 44 acres thereabouts. If it had been 50, he would not have to come here for that. I will note one thing before I forget. The section of code that we look at on this one, it's a little bit of a higher standard. I don't know why, it's just one of those weird things in the code, but it does say it can't adversely affect, so it's not just substantially adverse effect. It's a little higher standard that we have. So I just want to make you aware of that.
So to Mr. Williamson's point then, if there is an approval given tonight, what's the next step in the process?
He would be able to get a placement permit for the second manufactured home. And then he would submit his agency approvals, such as DENREC, that that home can hook up to the septic, along with the information of the home.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
So the information of the home, would that state actually how many bedrooms are in the home?
Yes, it's typically part of the questions.
Just a couple. Looking at the arrow, it looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4 poultry houses on there. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And is it farmland in the adjacent area as well?
Yes.
So your neighboring properties are farmers or residents?
Farmers.
And is there any traffic concerns related to the mobile home?
No.
This is just for residents or for workers of
yes,
the farm? Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Further questions? Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition? Would you like to speak?
Yes. Yes, I've met Mr. Nasser.
Sir, before you speak, okay. We just have to get you sworn in.
All right, I'm good with it.
So can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Rufus Guffey. My address is 20169 at Skadden Branch Road, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And could you just let us know, is your residence available? Do you see that on the map there?
I own three properties on this road right there. Okay. I own the property which he is from. Shortly, we're going east. I mean west. Shortly Road, we're going west where his property is. I own the property right beside of his poultry farm. That's one of the properties that I own there. It would be east of his property right there. Yeah, that's an old picture, but yes, I own that property right there. And I own the property across from that residence right there. I own the property across the road from it also. And I own the other property that is east of it. So I own three properties right there. Yeah, I own that. I live in that place right there. But I own all three of these properties. Now, my opposition to this, I mean, a man has a nice size of property there, and it's very poorly maintained. I mean, all my family have been farmers for, I'm going to say, 300 years right here in the state of Delaware. And this is one of the worst looking poultry farms I've ever seen in my life. Also, the one that single wide that he moved in there, looks pretty dilapidated. And then the second one's moved in and put right behind it. I thought, well, maybe the first one wasn't up to standard, so he decided to put the other one behind it. I mean, I have no problem with a man making a living out of poultry farm. I'm all for it. Farmers built this country. I do have a problem when it devalues my property. My properties. And I mean, that's my only beef here. I mean, if it was all maintained, looked nice, we weren't side by side, everything looking in order, I'd like for somebody to go out there and take a picture of it. We have taken pictures. It was probably put there 2 years ago. And you know how they put the stubs and the black fencing around a piece of property when they're building? It's still there. It's never been moved. Not near a piece of it. The weeds are up even with the windows on the poultry, houses. So, yes, when those two mobile homes were put on that lot, I'm not, you know, I love for everybody to have a place to live, but make it look like somebody lives in it. And that devalues my properties, all three of them near it. So that's my opposition. Nothing personal against this man. He's a hard worker, but his property looks poor. And I would invite you all to look at my properties. Man, I'm a handicapped American veteran, but you all can look at my properties. They're all kept up.
Any questions? You'll have an opportunity to respond.
I'm done.
Do we have any questions? You'd stated two.
Excuse me?
Two mobile homes.
Yes, there's two on them there right now. One's behind the other one. Yes. One sits in front, the other one sits directly behind it. That's why I thought, you know, it wasn't good enough to keep there, you know, found a better one to put in there.
The new one, did they actually set it?
Oh, it's set. Yeah, they're both set. There's electric in it.
Is it being used?
I don't really know about being used, but it's set there.
You'll have an opportunity to speak. We just want to ask this gentleman some
questions. Yeah, it's definitely sitting there.
Question? Mr. Sherman?
Do you know approximately how old those mobiles are?
I would say, by looking at them, I would say a minimum of 20 years old.
Are the mobiles in good shape?
No.
What issues have you seen with them?
Excuse me?
What issues have you seen with them when you say they're not in good shape?
They're just an eyesore to look at. They're not modern in any way. You know, they look bad. I mean, I invite you all to go look at it. I have absolutely no reason to lie to anybody here. And I have no problem with a man farming. Look, but I would love for the place to look nice. You know, if I decide I want to sell my properties, I'm going to take a major hit.
So you would say that it adversely affects the uses? Does it adversely affect the uses of your property?
No, it don't affect the uses of it, but it affects the values of my properties. I mean, all three of them.
Any other further questions? Thank you.
Okay. So he's right. He's a new construction. He's messed up. That's why I'm looking for more help. The mobile home, one already is there. Nobody lived there because I have to get the permissions, plumbing permission, permit, and then the last thing is the occupancy permit. Hopefully next week, then somebody will start living in one mobile home. Right now, nobody lived there. That's why he is right. He's a mess up. But I'm working on it. That's why my request is for two mobile homes, clean the property, maintain very well. And that's my efforts to do that. I am in this business last 15 years, and I don't want to unhappy the neighbors, and I don't want to mess up with my property. That's why I'm looking at two mobile homes. Two guys live there. They clean everything. They maintain the farm very nice, make the neighbors happy. That's my main goal. Right now, nobody lives there. That's why I understand it's a mess up because it's a big job. New construction, need to take a time to clean and everything. If somebody lives there, he have a time. Right now, they go and work in the chicken house and go to their own homes. And they did not live there. That's why they don't clean it. But if somebody starts living there, hopefully he will maintain and clean it. I give him guarantee. If you give me permission, I will maintain and clean and make it very nice.
The picture that we have with the existing, it doesn't include this other mobile home. Is that going to be removed?
The other mobile, yeah, is right now, I put the mobile home, Del Dot stop him, stop to me, don't move, don't do anything with that mobile home until to get the permits, until to go to the proper way. That's why when the guys move the mobile home, still sitting there. But when I get the permission, then I will move to the proper place, look nice, and other side of the septic, I have a drawing with me, and that's my plan to be, make it nice and looks nice and work cleans and looks from the road is nice. And
just want to understand you, two that you currently have on the property, the one's going to stay where it is, and you're going to move the other one?
Yeah, I'm going to move the other.
So it's on the property now?
Yeah, it's on the property now. But did not hook up with anything. I did not touch it. That's why it's mess up. His heating system, blocks, everything is mess up. You know, when I put it on the proper place and maintain and skirting, everything looks nice. And that's my main goal, to make the neighbors happy, to clean my property and make it nice. And somebody live there, and he will take care of my farms and take care of his residents.
So your approved septic was for three bedrooms?
Yes.
Do you think you can accomplish what you're looking for with a larger, one single larger mobile home that has up to three bedrooms?
No, the single bedroom, the single wide don't have a three bedrooms. I have to have get by the double wide, but I cannot afford it. That's expensive. And for the tenants, not for myself, that's why. Good for me to have a single wide and one bedroom, that means the tenant can live there. Otherwise, I don't need the second one if I have a three bedrooms, double wide. And
do you have one mobile home that is currently occupied?
Nobody's lived there yet, because the final inspection is left, hopefully next week.
Okay.
If the neighbor can see, I do this curding, the plumbing is done, inspection done, the plumbing, but I have to have get the occupancy permit.
Is anybody living on this property?
No, not yet. That's why it's mess up. My goal is to live next week. Hopefully one person can start living there after occupancy permit. I know the plumbing permit, electric permit, everything is done, but except the occupancy permit. And then next week, somebody can live there. And then if you guys give me permission, then I will work on second one.
Will the person that's staying in either one of these places be responsible for keeping up on the property? Meaning,
yeah,
cutting the grass?
Yeah. When the guys start live there, and they will cut the grass, I have a zero turn, they cut the grass, they clean the property, and I give him a guarantee. Because I understand now the weeds are up because nobody lived there. And I have to clean it. But if my guys, they live there and they will clean it, I give you a guarantee. I give guarantee to my neighbor, I will clean it. And it looks nice to the neighbors. I don't want to be a problem, any neighbor.
Any further questions?
Mr. Sharp, can you explain to me again what the standard of review is on this case? Because I'm not sure I understood what you were telling us.
So normally for a special use exception, it is a substantial adverse effect. This section of code was a little unique when I was looking at it. It actually is for just an adverse effect. So they cannot adversely affect. So a little different standard that we have. Let's see if I can find the exact verbiage. So it's more than one manufactured home may be permitted on a farm of 10 acres or more, provided all manufactured homes or dwellings on the property are the primary place of residence for persons employed on the premises or immediate members of the family owning or operating the farm, providing that granting this exception will not adversely affect the values or uses of adjacent properties. So a little different standard than we normally have. And that one is not a temporary, though the board certainly can put a temporal requirement if it wish.
And you said in that property value also, which is not in the regular special use.
Correct. It could be a consideration, but it is stated in that section of code there. I will note that typically when it comes to valuations, reports and those kinds of things are substantial evidence that would support such a finding.
We're going to continue to go through the little process here. Is there anyone else here in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12588 for Nazir Muhammad for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing, because the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the special use exception will not substantially or not affect adversely the use of the neighboring adjacent properties.
A motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12588 has been denied. Next case.